This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mabam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, learning Simen Samach Aleph, Seif Yud. Simen Samach Aleph, Seif Yud. Kishakore Kriya Shema Al Mitasai. When you read Shema on your bed, Mutar Likra is called a Parsha V'lachso Goyse. You can read the whole Parsha and then say it again. But there are those who say Shagam Baze Yesh Zizar Milamar Pasuk Rishayin Hagash De Pa'amim. That even in this situation, where you're saying the whole Parsha, you should be careful about saying the first Pasuk twice. What does this mean? It says Mishnah Brura Sivkatan Chafhei Al Mitasai Mashma Dafka Al Mitasai. This implies Dafka on your bed. You want to fall asleep from saying Shema as a protection. So you want to just basically, you're on a loop. You're on the Kriya Shema loop. You basically put yourself on autopilot of Kriya Shema until you fall asleep. Otherwise, you would not even be allowed to say the first Parsha twice. Interesting, what would the halacha be if you're being Mavr Sedra and you do two psukim and then Targum or two psukim and Rashi? Is there an issue of a Shema Shema? So the Maimer Mordechai in Sivkat and Hay says it's mutter. Why? The whole reason, the whole issur of saying Shema twice is it's Nira Kishtei Rashuyais. However, in this situation, you're saying every single pasuk twice, so obviously, why are you doing that? You're doing that to be mekayim the inyan of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. The Binyan Sion of Yaakov Etlinger says, it's only b'derech shevach oy tefila is there a chash. I'm davening, so it looks like I'm accepting to Rishuyas. But now I'm not davening, I'm learning. Mavr Sedra is learning. When I'm learning Psukei Torah Nevi'im, there's no issue. That's why you're allowed to say Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Why are you allowed to say Aha Hashem, Ha Hashem? You do it again and again three times when they take out the Sefer Torah Yom Tov, because you're doing it Derech Kriyas Psukim. By the way, there it's more Bederech Tefila. I would say it's not like you're learning when you take out when you say Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Now, the Ktzoyis HaShulchan, I think that's Reb Chaim Noah, brings to the Mishmar Shalom, who says, you're not allowed to. When you're being Mavr Sedra, you're taka not allowed to say Shema Shema. You have to do there until Uvi Sharecha. But the Reb Chaim Noah disagrees. He says, not brought down in any of the Poiskim. But the Kaf HaChaim says, actually, when you say Shema the second time, you should do it Balachash. Anyway, once we mention the Kaf HaChaim, I'm going to take a... I don't know if I ever showed you my Chida signature. Not now. But I also have... Where did it go? This is the Kaf HaChaim's handwriting. Here's a Sofer, so here's a beautiful handwriting. Anyway, we just quoted the Kaf HaChaim, so that's what it looks like. Okay, so, weiter. Sif Yud Aleph. Ha'oimrim ba'ashmoyres b'slichas v'yam ha'kippur v'tzulas ne'ilah sh'tei pa'min pasuk Shema Yisrael yesh lamdom shalo yemro. Someone who says early in slichos or in Yom Kippur, ne'ilah. You know, we say, Baruch Shem, we say it three times. But notice we say Shema once. But those who say Shema more than once, you should teach them not to do that. Says Mishnah Berurah, the Bach says, don't be Mavata Laminog if that's the Minog. The Lavush Lachem Chamuz Magen Avram Oisrin. The Lavush Lachem Chamuz Magen Avram prohibit him. Divrei Agra Mashma Gamkin Shoiser. Sif Yud Beis. Hashem hu ho Elokim. Hashem is God. That we say it seven times by Yom Kippur at the close of Neila, minhag kosher hu. It's a kosher minhag. As opposed to the previous minhag of saying Shema more than once, it's not a kosher minhag. So here you see, not every minhag is kosher. Some minhagim are not kosher. Right, Rabbi Avadia writes, minhag is ois gehenim. So not every minhag is going to get you to the right place. But this one is a good one. Haga yesham sheshezo shalei lanis hashem bracha shtei pamim amen. Some say that you should be careful not to answer on any bracha amen twice. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mina kasher shemeshabchen labaris bracha shadar l'mal mishavrikim, that we praise Hashem that He resides above in the seven firmaments. In Simit Tafresh Chav Gimel Siv Katan Yeraf, the Der Shukotz, the Mishnah Berurah brings a different reason. It's to escort the Shechina up seven rakim. Gamat sinu b'kra beis pa'amim Hashem hu alaykim. Gabe Eliyahu. Also, there's precedent to repeat Hashem alaykim. What's the precedent? Precedent is, we say it by Marav. Vayomu kol ha'am Hashem hu alaykim, Hashem hu alaykim. So if it's in the pasuk already, there's a, of course, you're allowed to do it. No? In Baruch Hashem le'olam. It's only an issue of shtei reshuyos ela b'pasuk shema shu ikar kabbalas omach shemayim. V'kivan shekibal av omach shemayim pam achas ein chshash b'amiras baruch shem kvod malchus leilam v'adiyos mipam echad. Once you did shema once, there's no issue of saying baruch shem more than once. The hakoya pasuk shema v'lekamanda asi l'miti. No one's going to come to make a mistake. Question. So then why is there an issue of saying Moedim twice? Right? There's no issue of saying Baruch Shem more than once, and there's no issue of saying Hashem Olekim more than once. Because once you said Shema, which is the Iker, Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim, then you're good to go. So why is Moedim a problem? I guess apparently Moedim is a very fundamental part of the tefillah. I think there's a roikeach that says that if you're not mechavein in Moedim, there's an issue whether you yotzei the Shemayna Esrei. I think there's such a shita in the roikeach. So you see, I think the Stipler brings it in Masechta Brachos as a. But you see from here how vital Moedim is, that even Baruch Shem you could say it more than once, but not Moedim. Shtei pa'amim amen, degam ze mechzik shtei reshuyos. Saying amen twice is sounds like two reshuyos. V'ayin v'magin avram shemeka b'davar av l'achrenim meskimu l'asar. Yeah, let's hold it over here, and we will continue tomorrow. Okay, hatzlach everyone.
Yeah, he says like you in the Siddur.
Recording stopped. What? Sorry.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.